Good morning from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where our update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. We're at 25 degrees at 7 o'clock.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the southern border. ABC News has confirmed Border Patrol apprehended a Lebanese man who acknowledged he was a member of Hezbollah and said he was heading to New York where he hoped to make a bomb. Gunfire since spring break, visitors running for safety along Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police say one person killed, two others in critical condition, no arrests, and no word about possible motives. Israeli Defense Forces have announced a new operation at Gaza City's Central Hospital Complex. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The IDF is conducting a high-precision operation in limited areas of Shifa Hospital, following concrete intelligence that demanded immediate action.
This even as a new round of Israel-Hamas peace talks are set to resume today. Dozens of Americans who had been stranded in Haiti amid the spiraling gang chaos there arriving in Miami on board a U.S. charter flight. March Madness bracket set, UConn earns the overall number one seed. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today hearing arguments over free speech and social media at issue whether the White House overstepped when it urged social media platforms to quash misinformation about COVID. Under arrest now in New Mexico, a suspect wanted in the deaths of two first responders. Jeremy Smith was captured in Albuquerque, the break in the search when he was recognized by a gas station clerk. A Washington State woman still recovering after being attacked by a cougar and now telling her story.
They fought that cougar and for me. They did this for me. And, you know, they're my heroes.
60-year-old Carrie Bergier was on a bicycle ride in Tokel Creek with a group of women when the cougar attacked last month, also on the ride, Tish Williams.
As I turned around, Carrie was off to the side on the trail with the cougar on top of her. And I just started beating it with the rock over and over and over.
The cougar let go after about 15 minutes. Bergier had to undergo hours of surgery to save her life. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The weather is finally warming up, so let me help you give your closet a spring refresh. Hey, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Getting a few new items to mix into your wardrobe can make a huge difference on your mood and energy level. Saving money on your favorite brands will make it even better. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. New spring items are arriving daily at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, good Monday morning. We'll check out forecast details coming up here in the Richland Center in southwestern Wisconsin area. It looks like more of a typical March forecast.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Today's forecast calls for a high of 36, still quite cool, with winds from 7 to 14 miles per hour out of the northwest. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low of 26. For Tuesday, up to 52. Warmest day of the week, it looks like, although the wind will be between 15 and 25 tomorrow. Wednesday, 34. Thursday, 36 for a high, with a possible 2 to 4 inches of snow Thursday night. 37 Friday, 36 Saturday, 39 Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 27, we're at 25 degrees at WRCO, WRCE Radio. Good morning from Richland Center. This is Chris Stapleton.
Tiptoed in a room, I know you got to have your rest. Just come lay beside me, I've been waiting since you left. She's sweet to me, must be the luckiest man alive. Did I tell of my life. First time that I saw you, you took my breath away. I might not get to heaven, but I walked with the angels that day. My life.
Chris Stapleton on WRCO and Joy of My Life. Lots of basketball joy over the weekend. I found myself watching a little bit of that when I probably should have been doing some other things, but it was some good entertainment, that's for sure. And enjoyed that very much, and a chance to get out and see some family and friends over the weekend as well. But it's back to it. Work calls your name this morning. Getting back to it after St. Paddy's Day. And so what the next big holiday we have to look forward to is, Easter. Yep, less than a couple of weeks away, hard to believe. And then, of course, the big one here at WRCO is April Fool's Day, too. Right now, this is Old Dominion.
Right now, we both know we're Marina Del Rey. Plane's gonna fly away. By this time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade, and we can't stop it. So before we turn in, I can make you love me. Let's be brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline. Free fall, small town Saturday night. Well, just for one more day, what do you say? Baby, be my pretty woman. 'Cause we know Sunday morning's coming down. And let's take a drive, you and I, down some old country road. Talk about growing old in one of those pink houses. Yeah, we might be a candle in the wind, but let's pretend we're brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline. Free fall, a small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream. Paradise City where the grass is green. Pretty soon you'll be always on my mind.
met some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's a Charlie Daniels of the Tark Ranch. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double white trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Sammy Kershaw on WRCO, WRCE. It is 7:18. Kung Fu Panda 4 edged out Dune Part 2 to keep the top spot at the box office over the weekend. Kung Fu Panda 4 made another $30 million domestically, while Dune Part 2 made $29.1 million, according to studio estimates. Arthur the King, starring Mark Wahlberg, a tale about a dog, it debuted in third. Imagery was fourth, and Cabrini wound up number five.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub? Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Coach Johnson here to let you know my company got a head start to March Madness. The company surprised everyone with a campaign titled Commit to Health. They are taking an additional $75 off your first order. Plus, instead of the standard 10%, your next order, you get 30% off. I thought my Leap Day offer was great, but there is no better time to join than right now here in March. Contact Coach Johnson at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751. Or find me on Facebook and get signed up and maximize all these great deals that are available through Coach Johnson. Remember, summer is around the corner. Are you ready?
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Well, good morning, everyone. Well, Hank Bray is still missing in action today. Phil Nee with you flying solo on the roundup. But I didn't mean to concern anybody because, Hank returned to his homeland, to the old country, late last week. And, he is on his way back. So, Hank fans, just be aware that he'll be back hopefully by tomorrow. Now, I think he was hitchhiking, but anyway, he'll be back with us. But over the weekend, I heard, boy, what happened to Hank? You guys were looking for him. I said, well, we kind of knew where he was, but so apologies if I got anybody worked up. What a weekend for basketball. Certainly an awesome weekend at the state tournament. Like, all of those games were so good. A quadruple overtime on Friday night, and just couldn't take my eyes off it. I was going to go do something else, and all of a sudden, it's another overtime. And, of course, congratulations to Mineral Point, their great coach, Dan Burrison and company. What a celebration that must have been over the weekend. A couple of just heart-stopping games, including Saturday's game in which they trailed for the first time with 13 seconds left, but got a put-back basket with 1 second left to go ahead and then eventually win it. So that was some really, really good basketball. And then, of course, the Badgers making a run in the tournament. Oh, me of little faith, I was thinking, yeah, they might win one in the Big Ten tournament. They made it all the way to the final game and certainly made it a great game down the stretch. Marquette also doing really well and moving into the NCAA postseason. The Badgers, of fifth seed, will play on Friday night. It's their 27th appearance in March Madness. And overshadowed a little bit, the defending national champion Wisconsin women's hockey team back in the NCAA Frozen Four. They move forward after shutting out their opponent at Laban Arena on Saturday. So a few sport notes for you. And weather-wise, it certainly has been a little bit more March-feeling weather, that's for sure, after the winds over the weekend. And that was the worst of it. It was just the wind. It wasn't such bad weather, but I had to go back and get my winter coat as reinforcement yesterday. And then maybe a little bit of snow. Tony Schumacher's weather this morning saying 2 to 4 inches on Thursday night, potentially in southwest Wisconsin. So if you're keeping track of snow on a robin's back, it may get it again. Although somebody told me last week that the robins in their area had already had 3 snowfalls on the backs. But I guess I don't think ours have. We did have a few flurries yesterday, but that doesn't count. I had a chance to attend to the benefit yesterday put on by the Ithaca Lions for Arlene Alvin and Brian Alvin, good friends of ours. And someone told me as I went through yesterday, they served 537, I think was the number they gave me. So thanks to everybody who came out and supported. That was awesome yesterday and got to see a lot of people that I hadn't seen for a long time. That's right. They even let me they let me eat. I was having flashbacks. It felt like school lunch there for a little bit, but fortunately I didn't throw anything. Stayed in line and kept going. But hats off to everybody that attended and supported. And maybe you got a little bit of corned beef, too. Over the weekend, there were lots of opportunities, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll go here and get some. Well, then sometimes you're thinking it'll be just as easy to make it at home. So June whipped it up, and we had lots of hungry fellows around. They were helping my son James and his house project. So lots of hungry fellows, and June was making it, and I came here Saturday night to, you know, work away at those were the days, and I got back, and she told me sadly Sunday. They ate it all.
What?
Okay. Well, they, you know, they're hungry workers. They were working a lot harder than I was, that's for sure. So, as a result, I did go out and get some. I went to the Phoenix Center yesterday and picked up a Reuben. That was really, really good as well. So, celebrated a little bit on St. Patrick's Day with the traditional feast. There are some stale St. Patrick's Day jokes left over today as we look at Chet's Chuckle today, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Why do leprechauns hate running? They'd rather jig than jog. Yeah, I heard that one yesterday while I was picking up my Reuben. What else? Oh, what do you call a person who robs you on St. Patty's Day? Of course, a leprechaun. Uh-huh, right. Those are quite stale. Also, over the weekend, I had a chance to stop down and see my friends at Mastodon Records and Okooch Books and Libations, and I must be hanging out there quite a bit. They named me Employee of the Week. I don't even work there. So, anyway, what else do we have going? We'll check it out after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner. And you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Oh, indeed. Somebody asked me over the weekend, they said, am I the only one that June ever dated? And I said, well, I think so. She said the others were nines and tens. I was a one, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Yep, we're doing fine there in Sextonville, though. Everything's going well. And I have a fitness goal this weekend, too. You know, I'm not, Henry Bray's not the only one who has a goal. My fitness goal is to get down to what I told the DMV I weigh. I have to check my license and see what it says. But the other thing that I always say is never go back for seconds. You should get it all the first time, right? Anyway, but concerning Henry Bray, this is a report out of Arkansas today. So he went back home, as I told you, and went out to eat with some of the family there. And he had been reading this diet magazine, and it said, a great way to lose weight is to eat while you are naked and standing in front of a mirror. Well, needless to say, they kicked him out of the restaurant. That's it for Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Chet's Chuckle on a Monday from WRCO, the 18th of March. We'll check out some birthdays and anniversaries coming up real soon here on a Monday morning.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, Simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
March 18th, here are a few things that took place in history. The 1965 spacewalk, as Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov went outside his capsule secured by a tether. That was the first time that that had happened in 1965. 1974, most of the Arab oil-producing nations ended their five-month-old embargo against the United States. And in 2017, Chuck Berry, rock and roll's founding guitar hero, died at the age of 90. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Carter Reed Clerken today. And also to Ruby Garcia, celebrating at RC Primary. To Elizabeth Showers from Lori and the Guys, have a great day today on your birthday. To Martha Schaefer from Park Street Christian Church. Carolyn Burke, this is from your flag-waving friend. And happy birthday wishes today to Brock and KJ Lewis. Hope that they have the best birthdays ever. Wishes to Mary Hess from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. And checking some other notes and calendars today to Dan Tracy from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Schmidtland Hills celebrates Eric Renish's birthday today from the residents and staff, and also to Eric Renish from his in-laws, Patty and Tom Lewis. Also, greetings today to one of our most dedicated employees here at WRCO, Caitlin O'Connell. You'll hear her on weekends, and she'll be filling in here and there from time to time, but we appreciate her dedication over the years. She has a birthday, and the best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier and all of us at WRCO. Wishes going out today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Amari Asamoah, and also to Karen Bindle and Shay Dole, to Matt Franklin, Kurt R. Hinkle, Ava Jones, Debbie Patch, and Ashley Aris, along with Matthew Winger. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions today to Elizabeth Schauer and Caitlin O'Connor. Caitlin O'Connell, excuse me, and happy birthday and anniversary greetings from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy anniversary to Derek and Gina Green as they celebrate a special day today.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At JJ Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
7:37 the time. It is 25 degrees at WRCO Studios today. We head on toward the news time. Coming up around 7:45 today.
Staring in the mirror, wondering if I'd ever be good enough. Something I used to do. Nowadays it seems like all I have to do is just be myself. And I like who I am with you. Mama used to tell me, girl, you'll know when the right one comes along. Right now I'm thinking
chance for our special couples today. Who I Am With You. Among the things to celebrate today, now that we're past St. Paddy's Day and another food thing to eat, it would be actually Lacey Oatmeal Cookies, National Lacey Oatmeal Cookies Day today. And I didn't know what those were, but among the very early recipes printed on Quaker Oat containers, so the difference between them and regular oatmeal cookies, they're thinner and they're often topped with sorbet or ice cream. Ah, all right, so celebrate accordingly today. It is Dribble to Work Day. Of course, Squirt's probably doing that, but no, Dribbling a Basketball to Work Day. Okay, well, that would be interesting. Quite a long way from Sextonville, and I'd probably bounce it off my foot about 100 times. But it's also National Sloppy Joe Day. Oh, that's a good thing to eat on a Monday. We always had Sloppy Joes on Friday at school. That was, boy, if I could get enough stuff to trade for a Sloppy Joe, an extra one, that was always the goal there. It's National Welderly Day as well, as we celebrate the elderly and everybody staying active and fit and well. It's also a day to act happy. It's Act Happy Day today. So whether you are or not, you can test your acting skills on a Monday. Joanne has the news right around the bend.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition divided by magician.
Clearwater Revival on WRCO, WRCE. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Joanne has the news coming up. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll have our trivia question of the day. A chance for you to win next hour on a Monday, courtesy of Richland Center Subway.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Our forecast calls for variably cloudy skies this morning, then gradual clearing, still quite cool with a high of 36. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 28, and west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming southwesterly. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour, and it's 25 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A woman is dead and one man injured after a utility terrain vehicle rolled over early Sunday morning in rural Sparta. At approximately 12:15, Monroe County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene of the rollover crash. The UTV was traveling east on Janice Avenue in the township of Wells when it left the roadway and overturned, ejecting the female passenger. Deputies and EMS attempted life-saving measures, but she was pronounced deceased on scene. The male driver was transported to the hospital for his injuries. Alcohol is suspected to be a contributing factor in the crash. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office reports that Isabella Vandenberg of Mount Sterling, who had been missing since March 11th after leaving her residence, has been located and is safe. As a result, the missing endangered alert for Isabella has been canceled. Fire danger remains high across Wisconsin. Burn bans are in effect across the state as continued dry conditions keep forests prime for wildfires. Some parts of the state haven't seen any precipitation for a month. The Department of Natural Resources has responded to over 80 fires in the past week, and most of them have been started by people burning brush and yard waste. A burn ban has been issued for all of Vernon County, effective immediately on behalf of Vernon County Emergency Management and Vernon County Fire Chiefs Association until further notice. There shall be no outdoor burning during this time. This is due to the current situation with extremely dry fire conditions. This ban will continue until conditions improve. A bill allowing early processing of absentee balloting was one of the many that failed to pass the state Senate this session. The measure would have primarily benefited the state's biggest city. Republicans have long liked to complain about the process in Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers said it would have laid to rest a lot of false claims about late-night drop of absentee ballots in Milwaukee and called the Senate failure to pass it ridiculous. The bill passed the Assembly with bipartisan support, and Majority Leader Devin Lemieux was a Senate co-sponsor. But on WISN's Upfront, he said Milwaukee will need to try harder. He said the other cities that use central count like Milwaukee does hire enough employees to get their ballots counted on time. The Senate adjourned last week without voting on more than 100 bills the Assembly passed. With the outbreak of measles around the country, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is reminding you that vaccination is the best protection. One main reason for the outbreak is an increase in measles incidence globally, resulting in unvaccinated people abroad being exposed to the virus and bringing it to the U.S. Another is because of the spread of measles in communities that include unvaccinated people. Measles is one of the most contagious respiratory diseases in the world that has the potential to be life-threatening. It is caused by a virus. Those who are particularly at risk for measles are those who cannot get vaccinated because they are too young or have certain health conditions. After an infected person leaves a location, the virus can remain in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours and infect other people. Measles spreads so easily that if one person has it, 90% of the people close to that person who are not vaccinated or otherwise immune will also become infected. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before the U.S. measles vaccination program started in 1963, about 3 million to 4 million people nationwide got measles each year. Of those, 400 to 500 people died. 48,000 were hospitalized, and 1,000 developed encephalitis because of measles yearly. In the U.S., widespread use of the vaccine has led to a 99% reduction in measles cases compared with before the vaccination program began. Measles vaccines, approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, are proven both safe and effective. Most people who get the recommended 2 doses will have lifelong protection and will never get sick with measles, even if they're exposed to the virus. The CDC recommends that children get 2 doses of the MMR vaccine, starting with the first dose at age 12 through 15 months and the second dose at ages 4 to 6 years. Alternatively, for those who receive ProQuad instead of MMR, the CDC recommends that children get one dose of ProQuad vaccine at 12 to 15 months of age, and the second dose at ages 4 to 6 years. A healthcare provider can help you decide whether to get the MMR vaccine or ProQuad. It's Red Cross Month. The Red Cross celebrates the volunteers and blood and platelet donors who are critical to ensuring those in need receive relief and care. You are urged to donate blood or platelets now to continue to strengthen the national blood supply. All blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospitals can meet the daily demand for life-saving transfusions. 3 blood drives are coming up this week. First will be today from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. The second will be tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. And the third drive will be held Wednesday from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. To make an appointment to give at any of these blood drives or any blood drive, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Don't miss a question and answer session featuring Richland Center mayoral candidates Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. Economic Equity Now will host 2 separate sessions today and tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center in the meeting room downstairs. Today's session will feature incumbent mayor Todd Coppernall. Tomorrow's session will feature alderperson Karen Tepley. You are invited to attend to gain insight into their platforms, priorities, and visions for the city's future. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended spring thaw and Class 2 road restrictions for the majority of Wisconsin, including Zone 2 through 5. Zones 3 and 4 covers all of southwest Wisconsin. The restrictions remain in place for far northern Wisconsin until meltwater drains sufficiently. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. More information regarding frozen road declarations, Class 2 roadways, and roadway postings can be found on Wisconsin DOT's website. Further information can be found online for divisible load permits and non-divisible load permits. County highways, town roads, city and village streets, weight restrictions are up to local units of government. The tradition of observing solstice and equinox events at the site in southern Richland County will continue with recognition of the vernal equinox among the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscadet Wednesday. The Three Eagles Foundation will welcome people for the sunrise and sunset, marking the official changing of the seasons. The east-west alignment of the mounds coincides sunrise and sunset at the spring equinox. Spring begins at 10:06 tomorrow night, meaning the first sunrise and sunset of spring will be the following day. Representatives of the Three Eagles Foundation will be on Hill East for both events, weather permitting. Participants should arrive by 6:30 for sunrise or 6:30 or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions will allow. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. The site is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required, which follows the former access road and is considered an easy to moderate walk of about 5 minutes from the gate. Guests are rewarded with a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today is Monday, March 18th. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Mariner Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held today from 2 to 5 at the American Legion in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Duane Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Duane Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jessica and Drew Rogers had a daughter, Tulsi Ray.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Cloudy this morning, then gradual clearing, still quite cool with a high of 36. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 25 degrees, which is also our low so far for the day.